All right, hey, how's it going out there, party people? This is The Shady Groove coming at you. And it's been a while since I spoke to you last, so we're just going to get right to it. But it's, it's getting into the summer here in the Philadelphia area, and we got some great new music that's been filling the airwaves lately. And we got some for you today. So let's hear, let's get a kick started. You're going to hear some good old fashioned rock and roll and rhythm and blues this week, and so we're gonna hear some from the Bahamas, from Courtney Barnett, some new Alabama Shakes, some new Dawes, and a lot of other stuff today. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. This is Shady Groove. We're gonna hear the Bahamas all the time.
I got all the time in the world.
to stand on my own two feet. I'm breathing but I'm wheezing, feel like I'm emphysemin. My throat feels like a funnel filled with Weet-Bix and kerosene. And oh no, next thing I know they call up AAA. I'd rather die than owe the hospital till I get old. I get adrenaline straight to the heart. Time when I was really sick and I had too much pseudoephedrine and I couldn't sleep at night. Halfway down High Street, Andy looks ambivalent. He's probably wondering what I'm doing getting in an ambulance. The paramedic thinks I'm clever cause I play guitar. I think she's clever cause she stops people dying. Anaphylactic and super hypochondriactic. Should have stayed in bed today. I much prefer the mundane. I take a hit from an asthma papa. I do it wrong. I was never good at smoking bombs. I'm not that good at breathing in. I'm not that good at breathing in. I'm not that good at breathing in. from childhood. Big time through our town, think never not heard. The rich of the nature of wicked and the wicked.
Some good high energy stuff right there. So the last one was, we went to the 1979, 1980 right there. 1979 from Clash, The Right Profile off of their iconic London Calling album. Before that, another iconic album from The Pretenders, their first album, self-titled, 1980. That was called The Wait for The Pretenders. Before that, one of my favorite new bands, my favorite new artists, Courtney Barnett, doing a track off of her 2004 the double EP, a Sea of Split Peas. It was a track called Avant Gardener. Great tune. And Bahamas before that, off of an album called Bahamas Is Alfie. And that was a track called All the Time. You know, we got All the Time in the World today from the Shady Groove, and we're going to be playing you some good stuff, so stay right here. You know, I got some good new music again right here from the Alabama Shakes off of their 2015 album Sound and Color. This album is stellar, and I know I've probably said it before, but, you know, I think I'm playing actually the first song that I've played from this album, and this album, you get little pieces of everything. You get some... You get some Zeppelin, you get some really good jam stuff, but they're really making a sound all their own, but you know, you definitely get little pieces. I even hear a little bit of Velvet Underground, and I'm going to play that right after the Alabama Shakes. So check this out, and you know, see if you can compare the end of this track called The Greatest. Check the end of this track out and compare it to the guitar track from I'm Waiting for the Man. So check it out. The Greatest, Alabama Shakes.
Check us out. And a 5, 6, 7, 8. Well, I never meant to be the greatest. I only ever want to be your baby.
All women around. Oh boy. life is interesting and true. It's just the same for a man or a girl. The meaning of the world lies outside the world. People love people and they understand. If you wanna renovate your background mind, a federal woman needs municipal man. People gotta synchronize to animal time. You can't change the feeling, but you can change the feeling about the feelings in a second or two.
Man, okay. All right, that last one was Silver Jews, an indie rock band released in 1998. It was a track called People, and off of the album from Silver Jews, it was an album called American Water. Just a really good album going back to 1998, and they you know, a bunch of lo-fi music indie pioneers. Steve Malkmus was a part of it. Dave Berman was the main guy, so check them out if you get the chance. Silver Jews. And before that, we heard I'm Waiting for the Man, going back to 1966. It was recorded, released in 1967 by the Velvet Underground and Nico off of their debut album. And that album, the Velvet Underground and Nico, with the banana on the cover from Andy Warhol, did appear at number 13 on Rolling Stone's list of 500 greatest albums of all time. But so it's a great track, and I just think it sounds, the album Shakes, end of that song, and the guitar riff sounds a lot like it. So, not like they ripped it off, but it just sounds cool like it. And so we started that block off with the Alabama Shakes doing The Greatest off of their new album, 2015, an album called Sound and Color. So it's about midway. We're going to do the Midway Jam. This is a track either live or that track that clocks in over 6 minutes. And we're going to do a new track from Dawes off of their new album, 2015, an album called All Your Favorite Bands. This is a track called I Can't Think About It Now.
records that are hidden in the sidewalks, the narrative that naturally occurs, the everlasting wisdom of a sports bar, the poison that's mistaken for a cure. All these backward glances putting me in danger of forgetting how to turn myself around. It's just that time keeps on slipping through my fingers, but I can't think about it now. I ran down the road, pants down to my knees, screaming, please come help me. That Canadian shaman gave a little too much to me, and I'm writing a novel, because it's never been done before. First house that I saw, I wrote house up on the door, and told the people who live there they had to get out, cause my reality is realer than yours, and there's no time in the present. And there's a black dog on the bed. I went to the backyard to burn my only clothes, and the dog ran out and said, you can't turn nothing into nothingness with me no more. Well, I'm no doctor, but that monkey might be right. And if he is, I'll be walking in my whole life. I rode to Malibu on a dune buggy with Neil. He said, you're gonna have to drown me down on the beach if you ever wanna write for real. And I said, I'm sorry. Young man, what was your name again? Now everywhere I go in West Hollywood is filled with people pretending they don't see the actress, and the actress wishing that they could. We could do ayahuasca. Baby, if I wasn't holding all these dreams, something about the way Violet whips her hair that makes me empty my pockets, holding cord in the corner, burning 20s as if I was the mayor. Well, I don't need any new friends, mama, but I could really use something to do. So if you're up for it sometime, I swear you wouldn't have to be my muse. And Sarge drinking poppy tea. I could have sworn last night I passed out in my van, and now these guys are pouring one for me. I never leave the canyon, cause I'm surrounded on all sides by people writing novels and living on amusement rides.
Flower when I thought I spied some lead.
Start again. Wait a minute now. Okay, take two.
I was riding on the Mayflower and I thought I spot some land. I yelled for Captain E-Rib, I have you understand. Who came running to the deck, said, boys, forget the whale. We're going over yonder, cut the engines, change the sails. Haul on the bowline, we sang that melody like all tough sailors do when they're far away at sea. I think I'll call it America, I said as we hit land. I took a deep breath, I fell down, I could not stand. Captain Arab, he started writing up some deeds. He said, let's set up a fort and start buying a place with beads. Just then this cop comes down the street, crazy as a loon. He throws us all in jail for carrying harpoons. Ah, me, I busted out, don't even ask me how. I went to get some help, I walked by Guernsey Cow, who directed me down to the Bowery slums, where people carried signs around saying, ban the bums. I jumped right into line, saying, I hope that I'm not late, when I realized I had eaten for 5 days straight. Looking for the cook, I told him I was the editor of a famous etiquette book. The waitress, he was handsome, he wore a powder blue cape. I ordered some Suzette, I said, could you please make that crepe? Just then the whole kitchen exploded from boiling fat. Food was flying everywhere, I left without my hat. Now, I didn't mean to be nosy, but I went into a bank to get some bail for Arab and all the boys back in the tank. They asked me for some collateral and I pulled down my pants. They threw me in the alley when up comes this girl from France who invited me to her house. I went, but she had a friend who knocked me out and robbed my boots and I was on the street again. Well, I rapped upon a house with a U.S. flag upon display. I said, could you help me out? I got some friends down the way. The man says, get out of here, I'll tear you limb from limb. I said, you know they refused Jesus too. He said, you're not him. Get out of here before I break your bones, I ain't your pop. I decided to have him arrested and I went looking for a cop. I ran right outside, I hopped inside a cab. I went out the other door, this Englishman said fab. As he saw me leap a hot dog stand in a chariot that stood parked across from a building advertising Brotherhood. I ran right through the front door like a hobo sailor does. But it was just a funeral parlor and a man asked me who I was. I repeated that my friends were all in jail with a sigh. He gave me his card, he said, call me if they die. I shook his hand and said goodbye, ran out to the street. When that bowling ball came down the road and knocked me off my feet. A payphone was ringing, it just about blew my mind. When I picked it up and said hello, this foot came through the line. Well, by this time I was fed up at trying to make a stab at bringing back any help for my friends and Captain Arab. I decided to flip a coin like either heads or tails. But let me know if I should go back to ship or back to jail. So I hocked my sailor suit and I got a coin to flip. It came up tails, it rhymed with sails, so I made it back to the ship. Well, I got back and took the parking ticket off the mast. I was ripping it to shreds when this Coast Guard boat went past. They asked me my name, and I said Captain Kidd. They believed me, but they wanted to know what exactly that I did. I said, for the Pope of Uruk, I was employed. They let me go right away. They were very paranoid. Well, the last I heard of Arab, he was stuck on a whale that was married to the deputy sheriff of the jail. But the funniest thing was when I was leaving the bay, I saw three ships sailing, they were all heading my way. I asked the captain what his name was and how come he didn't drive a truck. He said his name was Columbus. I just said good luck.
All right, we went from the Midway Jam to another great song. And so that last one was Bob Dylan's 115th Dream from Bob Dylan and off of his Bringing It All Back Home album, 1965. And Father John Misty before that, in a track that is, I would say mimicking Bob Dylan, but sounds a lot like it, and I'm really digging it. So that was from Father John Misty's Fear Fun album in 2012. That was a track called I'm Writing a Novel. Haven't gotten into Father John Misty yet, do it. Check out his albums. Both of them are great, and his live shows, I hear, are not to be missed. So we started that block off with Dawes doing I Can't Think About It Now from All Your Favorite Bands this year, 2015. So I only got a little bit of time left for you today, but we're going to hear a little bit of probably some George Harrison, some Johnny Cash, you know, maybe going a little folk and country way with some Sturgill Simpson. But yeah, let's keep it rolling. So this is right now, George Harrison, going back to 1970, off of his All Things Must Pass. This is Apple Scruffs.
Passers-by all stir like you have no place to go, but there's so much they don't know about the apple scrub. You've been stood around for years, see my smiles and touch my tears. Now it's been a long, long time, and now you've been on my apple scrub. Apple scrubs, apple scrubs, how I love you, how I love you. We'll be right back.
Early one morning while making the rounds, I took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. I went right home and I went to bed. I stuck at 11:44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed that gun, took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joints, taking the pills. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. And yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just to read it to me. Shot her down because she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my dirty carcass in that county jail. Early next morning, about a 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. Up then he coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on, you dirty hack, into that district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was handled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge come as to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge, he smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget today I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be.
These men have receptions, Matlock's, A50632, and Bat Shelter, A39879. They have receptions.
Yeah.
I doubt that.
Introducing better modern sound and country music.
I've seen Jesus play with flames in a lake of fire. I was standing in. Met the devil in Seattle. Spent 9 months inside the lion's den. Met Buddha yet another time. He showed me a glowing light within. But I swear that God was there every time I go to the eyes of my best friend. Says my son, it's all been done. Someday you're gonna wake up old and gray. Go and try and have some fun. Showing warmth to everyone. Meet and greet, cheat along the way. There's a gateway in our minds that leads somewhere out there, far beyond this plane. We're reptile aliens made of light. Cut you open, pull out all your pain. Tell me how you make illegal something that I'll make in our brain. Some say you might go crazy, then again it might make you go insane.
every time they take a look inside that old fable book, blinded and blinded of the pain caused by some old man in the sky. Marijuana, LSD, psilocybin, DMT, the option, the acid, love's the only thing that ever saved my life. Don't waste your mind on nursery rhymes, fairy tales of blood and wine. There's turtles on the way down the line. So to reach their own till we go home, further realms our souls must roam, to and through the myth that we all call space and time.
So, all right, that last one we heard there was Turtles All the Way Down from Sturgill Simpson. Sturgill Simpson is one of the hot new sound in country music, and that was a track, like I said, called Turtles All the Way Down off of his Metamodern Sounds in Country Music 2014. Of course, the legend Johnny Cash, live album at Folsom Prison before that, 1968. It was a track called Cocaine Blues, and George Harrison, Apple Scruffs from All Things Must Pass in 1970. So I got a couple more. Let's go way back, 1960, with Howlin' Wolf doing Spoonful. And then you hear a little bit of St. Paul and Broken Bones, some Robert Palmer, and of course, The Gorge to wind it on down. So Howlin' Wolf, Spoonful, some blues for you.
I've carried all my sorrow to my Mr. Play. Oh, how that glow in her eyes, it lights up when she's gone. Someone else is mine. How I wish it was me.
All the time we got for you. Couldn't pop in Robert Palmer. So let's check these out. This is the Shady Groove checking out, and this is the Gourds, Gangsta Lean. See ya. Have a good one.
Gangsta Lean, Gangsta Lean, you done killed them all. Gangsta Lean, Gangsta Lean, you done killed them. You're gonna have to sit there and drink a cup of muddy water. Gonna have to let the blood drown your hands. Ask your mama to knit you a blanket from Esau's thigh, 'cause you're gonna have to learn to be lowly and wise. And you can't tell me it doesn't bother you, Gangsta Lean. Gangsta Lean, you done killed them all. Gangsta Lean, Gangsta Lean, you done killed them. Gangsta Lean, Gangsta Lean, you done killed them all. Gangsta Lean, Gangsta Lean, you done killed them. You got Beelzebub in your little tongue, and you got death on your dry tongue. Oh no, and you got to live alone, and you got to pray alone, just like the people's bones that you shattered. Oh no, and you can't tell me it sits all right with you, Gangsta Lean. Gangsta Lean, you done killed them all. Gangsta Lean, Gangsta Lean, you done killed them. Gangsta Lean, Gangsta Lean, you done killed them all. Gangsta Lean, Gangsta Lean, you done killed them. life's a rhapsody. Your life's a melody. Possessing the dark skin with a romance. Oh no. And it's not a mystery. When you know the history. Of East Coast and West Coast killers. Oh no. And you can't tell me doesn't bother you. Gangsta Lean, Gangsta Lean, you can kill them all. Gangsta Lean, Gangsta Lean, you can kill them. Gangsta Lean, Gangsta Lean, you can kill them all. Gangsta Lean, Gangsta Lean, you can kill them. And you can't tell me it doesn't bother you.
Oh, gangster, why'd you do?